Vessels and aircraft from several countries are continuing to search for wreckage of the Egypt airplane that disappeared over the eastern Mediterranean early on Thursday. The Egyptian and Greek authorities say that debris spotted earlier in waters off the Greek island of Karpathos did not belong to the missing airliner. The aircraft had been en route from Paris to Cairo with 66 people on board. Jonathan Blake reports.
The focus here is on what, if any, breach of security happened at Charles de Gaulle Airport. Security was already tight and under review after the recent terror attacks in Paris. Officers on duty here on Wednesday night when the Egypt airplane took off have been interviewed. French investigators and a technical advisor from Airbus have gone to Cairo to assist the Egyptian authorities who are leading the investigation.
Egypt's aviation minister, Sherif Fahy, has said a terrorist act is more likely to be the cause of the catastrophe than a technical failure. Security analysts say if there was a bomb on the plane, it could have been brought on board in several places. On Wednesday, the Airbus had landed in Cairo, Tunis and Eritrea before going on to Paris. Here's our transport correspondent, Richard Westcott.
The Egyptians are suggesting it's more likely to be a terrorist attack than an accident, and the Russians are suggesting that as well. And when you talk to security experts and crash experts, what they say is, well, it is very rare, incredibly rare, for an ordinary aircraft cruising at normal altitude, at normal speed, to suddenly disintegrate and to do it so quickly that no one could get a Mayday message out. Now, none of that says that this is definitely a terrorist attack. It could still be an accident, but it does seem that things, at the moment, are pointing more towards something sinister rather than an accident.
The Nigerian military say that a second schoolgirl kidnapped by Boko Haram militants more than 2 years ago from Chibok has been rescued. An army spokesman gave no details about how the unnamed girl was freed, but said there would be a statement later. Tommy Oladipo is in Abuja.
Details are still emerging about the circumstances under which the second girl was found, but the news comes just hours after another rescued girl met President Muhammadu Buhari in Abuja. This series of events will be welcomed as the search for the larger group of missing schoolgirls continues. They're believed to be around the Sambisa forest in the northeast of the country, a stronghold of the Islamist militant group Boko Haram. Apart from the Chibok schoolgirls, Boko Haram has abducted and possibly still holds many more.
Politicians in the U.S. state of Oklahoma have voted to make abortion a criminal offense. The measure could punish doctors who terminate a pregnancy with up to 3 years in prison and restrict them from renewing their medical license. The state Senate approved the bill by 33 votes to 12. It now has to be approved by the state's Republican governor. World News from the BBC. Hillary Clinton, the frontrunner for the Democratic nomination for the U.S. presidency, has said there was no way that she will not be her party's candidate for the November elections. In an interview with CNN, she said she had an insurmountable lead over her rival Bernie Sanders, who's vowed to fight on. Turning her attention to the likely Republican candidate, she said Donald Trump was unqualified to be U.S. president. The man who could become the European Union's first far-right head of state is making his final pitch to voters in Austria before a presidential runoff vote this weekend. Norbert Hofer from the Freedom Party is up against a former Green Party leader, Alexander van der Bellen, who's running as an independent. From Vienna, Bethany Bell reports.
The two men have just held their last televised debate. Mr. van der Bellen accused Mr. Hofer of wanting to dismiss any government that didn't suit him. Mr. Hofer countered that Mr. van der Bellen was the one who's refused to swear in a Freedom Party chancellor. Austria is polarised. For the first time since 1945, candidates from the centre-left and centre-right have been knocked out of the race. The final vote takes place on Sunday.
It's emerged that a student leader arrested in Bangladesh on suspicion of murdering a university professor has died. 21-year-old Hafizur Rahman belongs to a student wing of an Islamist party and died in hospital, to which he'd been transferred under police guard. His party said he suffered from a blood condition and was denied proper treatment by prison authorities. Finally, the veteran Canadian-American television journalist Morley Safer has died just days after retiring from CBS News. He was 84. Mr. Safer made his reputation as a Vietnam War correspondent for CBS and then became a pillar of the network's program 60 Minutes. He worked there for more than 40 years. BBC News.